Well, this is the second Sunday that we're talking about the worship or the mission statement of the church. It's on the back of our bulletin, so we know what it is. And last Sunday, we talked about how we glorify God as we worship. And this Sunday, we're talking about how we glorify God as we grow in faith and knowledge, which is, once again, providence shows that God is in control of all sorts of things, including the calendar and our timing and a bunch of other such things. Reformation Sunday seems like a really excellent time to talk about growing in faith and knowledge. If we wanted to, we could even throw grace in there if we wanted to really get it nailed down. Because one of the hallmarks, of which there are several, of the Reformation was what is sometimes referred to as the soles. Sole means alone. Sole scriptura, sole gratia, sole fide. Scripture alone, grace alone, and faith alone. And we'll have a brief recap of the Reformation. There have been more books written on the Reformation than you can possibly read in a lifetime, so it's going to be quite superficial. But what Luther was trying to accomplish with the Reformation, and let's not forget that Luther was not planning by any means on splitting the church. Luther's entire intention at the beginning was to make some internal corrections in the church, things that he saw that he thought were wrong, and that I think we agree with him, needed to be fixed, that turned out to be beyond the ability of the church to absorb that change, and so then we got the Protestants breaking off, protesting the Protestants. Protestants actually does come from a word that means something else, and we are where we are now. At the time of Luther, the church had, over the centuries, taken the words and the experience and the teaching of wise people, primarily men, more's the pity, but wise people, and over time had elevated them really to be equivalent to Scripture, and in some cases even superior to Scripture. And what Luther wanted to do was he wanted to get the church back to Scripture. He wanted to get the church back to an understanding of salvation that was a response to the grace of God through faith, not through what you did. Luther was trying to get away from the idea that you had to do things in a particular way with particular people there to achieve salvation. That's a simplification, but it's still, that covers one of the things that he was going after. And he wanted to get the church back to Scripture rather than what people said about Scripture. Now, there's nothing wrong with consulting people who have devoted their lives to the study of Scripture and to the original context. There's nothing wrong with consulting commentaries or biblical dictionaries when you're trying to figure out what's going on in a tricky passage, because you can't know everything about the ancient Near East. Most of us know virtually nothing about the ancient Near East. And knowing what was going on when Scripture was written really, really helps us understand it. But what Luther wanted to do was get us away from the idea that what other people said about Scripture was as important, was as normative, was as much a requirement as Scripture itself. This did not go over well. We ended up with all kinds of problems at that time, all kinds of violence and destruction over it. But we ended up with the Protestant movement, of which the Presbyterian Church is a part, that says that Scripture is important. And it's one of the ways that we grow in faith and knowledge. Our mission statement says that we glorify God in all things as we grow in faith and knowledge. And here we're not talking so much about knowledge of anything, although we certainly glorify God every time we learn more and we become more capable and more complete people. But in the context of our mission statement, we're talking about growing in faith in God and in the knowledge of God. And there's some ways that we need to There are some ways that we accomplish that. And one of them is what we talked about last Sunday, is worship. We grow in faith and knowledge as we worship together. Not just because you learn new facts from me, or you learn a hymn that you never sang before, although those are ways to learn and to grow. But we grow in faith and knowledge simply by being together, by exposing ourselves in this corporate sense to the Holy Spirit working among us as a group in this mysterious way that when we're together, we become one body. We learn from each other, not just from the person speaking, not just from what happens in the formal part of the worship service. We learn from each other as we chat before and after the service. There's fellowship time after the service today, as we eat together, as we enjoy each other's company. We grow in faith and knowledge. When we listen to people talking about their interactions with others and we hear how they have been the body of Christ and the hands of Christ to other people, we are encouraged in our innermost beings to be more of the same, and we grow that way. And when we do so, it's not just for our own benefit, it's also to the glory of God. Every time we act more like Jesus, we bring more glory to God. And every time we exercise our faith in new ways, we bring glory to God, because that's the source and the touchstone of our faith is faith in God. And when we exercise more faith, we are demonstrating even more how important and how wonderful God is. We grow in faith by taking risks. St. Mark's is growing in faith by commissioning in a couple of weeks a small group of our members to go and learn at a conference called Stewards by Design. We're stepping out in faith in the firm belief that St. Mark's has much to offer Moose Jaw. We don't know what it is in every detail, and maybe not even in very many details, but we're going out at a certain amount of expense in both money and time, people being away from their homes for a few days, to learn things that we can perhaps implement here to make more of an impact for God in Moose Jaw, with no guarantees of success. We're stepping out in faith. We're growing in faith when we do those sorts of things. When we're willing to take a chance on talking to somebody who we don't know very well, but who looks like they might need something that we have to offer them, and we don't know whether it will be accepted or not, or whether it'll even be received graciously or not, we're stepping out in faith, and we're growing in faith. And every time we grow in faith, just as when we grow in knowledge, we bring more glory to God. And God isn't looking at us like he somehow is lacking glory and is waiting for us to finally get to work and do something to glorify him. It's nothing like that at all. It's much more like when you are interacting with your children or your grandchildren or your friends, kids, or you, whoever it might be, your coworkers, people who used to need you to do things for them that they can now do for themselves. And it makes you happy. When my kids got big enough that they could start getting things out of the refrigerator for themselves, mostly successfully, the occasional, I'm not sure why you thought you could eat that, but, you know, these things happen. I didn't have the sense that they were somehow taking away from me, that I was no longer necessary for them to get these things. I was happy. Because they were growing. They were growing up physically. They were growing up mentally and understanding how to do things. When your children learn how to drive, you don't just look at it as, oh, now they don't need me anymore. It's the excitement of they are able to accomplish things they couldn't do before. God feels the same way as we grow in faith, as we trust him more, as we take more and bigger risks for the things that he finds important. God is happy when we take the extra time, when we're reading in scripture or we're reflecting on something we heard and we don't really understand it. It doesn't make sense because it's from another time, as all of scripture is. And instead of just thinking, well, it'll make sense someday, or it doesn't really matter, if we take the time to find out what's going on, if we take the time when we're reading in the Gospels to go get the context or the larger meaning of the word Abba that Jesus uses, if we don't just look at it as nonsense syllables, or I suppose worse yet, just the name of a pop band, if we figure out what's going on there, suddenly we understand that Jesus didn't talk to God in a formal sort of way, because Abba is anything but formal. The closest English equivalent we have is Daddy. When we take the time to learn that, when we don't just live in the ignorance that we all bring to Scripture, but instead we figure out what it means and what's going on, we've grown in knowledge. And we glorify God every time we do that. And as so many things are in the Christian life, this is not some onerous task. It's not something that we do just so God will be happy and get off our back and stop nagging us. Because God isn't on our back. He's not nagging us at all. Rather, we understand him better. We understand scripture better. Our knowledge of how God communicated to his people has become richer, broader, deeper. We understand scripture better, and through that we understand God better. And as we understand God better, it also feeds into our ability to trust him more, to exercise more faith. The better we understand God, the better we understand scripture, the more faith we have. And the more faith we have, the easier it is to trust God. The more faith we have, the easier it is to struggle through some of the difficult passages of scripture, because some are hard to understand. Of all the many comforting passages in scripture, one of the most comforting is Peter in one of his letters, saying, yes, some of the things Paul writes are hard to understand, but it's worth working through it anyway. If Peter sometimes found Paul hard to understand, it's okay that sometimes we don't get everything in scripture the first time we read it. But as we grow in faith and knowledge, as we become more and more the people that we were created to be, we bring glory to God. And we become more settled, more happy, more satisfied in who we are. We become less complacent about our faults and more willing to address them. We become better people, better spouses, better friends, better relatives, better neighbors. By putting in the effort to bring glory to God, by growing in faith and knowledge, there's no downside. It's a win in every direction. And this congregation said this is one of the things that characterizes us, is a growth, a desire to grow in faith and knowledge. Every time we come to church to hear scripture read, to sing hymns of the faith, to listen to preaching, to pray together, to spend moments in silence, every time we do that, we grow. We grow in faith, we grow in knowledge. And we bring glory to God when we do that. This is what characterizes St. Mark's as a congregation. Not that we do this with perfection, because we don't. We make mistakes, we all do. I make mistakes, you make mistakes. We continue going, we pick ourselves up, and we move on. Because this is our mission, to glorify God in all things as we worship, grow in faith and knowledge, and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We desire to be united in love and demonstrate our care for people within our church and the larger community. It's a statement that we strive toward. And at the conclusion of this service, we're going to be closer to achieving it. We never will in this life, but we move forward, reminding ourselves that every step forward is a step forward, We don't have to arrive today. We just simply move towards the goal of growing in faith and knowledge. There will be times in our lives, there are different seasons for all of us, there will be times when the growth in faith and knowledge is extraordinary. And there will be times it seems that we're not growing at all, that we have no faith and that we know nothing. It's just part of being human. These are feelings that we have. They're not representations of reality. And it's at those times when growth is hard that we look back on those other times. And we remind ourselves that we have grown in the past and we will grow in the future. And we're growing now, even if it's more slowly than we would like. And that's when the benefit of being in community becomes so important. That as we struggle to grow, there are people who are growing around us and who will bring us along, who have the faith that we lack, and have the knowledge that we lack. Because all together we are growing together in faith and knowledge. It's the journey of a lifetime. And we're all on the journey together. In this service and in every service. After the service, when we eat together, when we meet on the street, when we meet before and after church in the foyer, in the narthex, we are all growing together. And if we are alert to the opportunities, we will grow in faith and knowledge in ways that we recognize immediately. But some of these times, we look back and see the growth then. But remember that we're growing. We're growing together. St. Mark's is moving forward. We're not stagnant. And we're glorifying God in every time that we step out in faith, that we try new things, and that we learn new things. Amen.